You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And here's wishing you all a very, very good morning. It is a Thursday morning, boys and girls. It is the 24th of November, and we know what today this is, don't we? Yes, of course, it is Thanksgiving Day. And although it is mainly celebrated up in the United States, I think it's a good time for us all to give Thanksgiving for everything we have. And think about other people as well, and friends and family. Right, I'll tell you what, we have got a few other things. It does say here, of course, that it is Thanksgiving Day, celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November in the United States. And we've got Evolution Day, the anniversary of the publication of Darwin's On the Origin of Species, and that's an international celebration. Teachers' Day today is also being celebrated, and that is, I guess it's really quite appropriate for Thanksgiving. It's celebrated in Turkey.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
bring us in on this Thursday morning. That is Jim Croce there and Bad Leroy Brown. Time on the breakfast show, we're 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's a nice quiet morning for us this morning. We'll be having somebody coming in the last hour this morning. We're talking about the Mac Museum and what they have got coming up. They're always busy over there. They've always got some great things to show and talk about as well. Alright, let me see what else. Got usual bits and pieces. We'll be checking in with Ingrid. She'll be up there celebrating her Thanksgiving up in the Stardust Unidos with family, which is always very nice. And, yeah, and some great music going right through until 10 o'clock this morning.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two great tracks in a row. Started off with Huey Lewis and the News, and If This Is It. I think this is what we all say about the news, isn't it? And that last one, Glass Tiger there, and Don't Forget About Me When I'm Gone, which will be at around about 10 o'clock this morning. Right, what is the time? Well, we're just around about 30 seconds or so away from 7.15. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you in the shower for this Thursday morning. Get you all spruced up and on your way. Up in the United States, everything is sort of closed today, isn't it? So they won't be showering this morning. Right, what do we have for you in the shower? Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance. With Somebody.
I'm not afraid to
Oh, yes, there we go. That was a good one, isn't it? Nice long one, that one. A good mash-up there. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And out you get. That's it for now here on The Breakfast Show. To get you out of the shower, it's coming up just a few seconds away from 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And how many of you are celebrating Thanksgiving here in Panama? I know, because all our American friends will be doing that, so I hope you're going to have a great time. And I know there's some special lunches at some of the restaurants as well and some of the hotels for Thanksgiving. I'm going to wait for my turkey, etc., etc., for Christmas. Right. Oh, I tell you what. Here's Mr. John Lennon. Hey, John. What comes after, what comes after 1-2?
Just below the stairs. Always something happening and nothing going on. There's always something cooking and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
There we go, yes, Mr. John Lennon, and Nobody Told Me. Breakfast Show time, 24 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa, and of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Oh, here.
something in the way he moves makes me sorry. I am a lady.
Hello, stranger, you're a danger to the law and order here. They don't like men like you in our city.
Is Baccarat and Sorry I'm a Lady.
Sorry I'm a Lady.
Co-written by Rolf Soja and Frank Dostal, and say, Baccarat duo from Spain, of course. It was released back in 1977. It was the second single off of their debut album, Baccarat. It was a number one hit in Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands, Norway, and West Germany. But it does sound very like, yes sir, I can boogie, doesn't it? Yes sir, I can boogie. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping on the time, exactly 28 minutes right now, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama, Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Dan Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors 6431 0419.
Valley Motors.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Movil, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram, Sortis Score Bar, or at this station.
Bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. It is The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3. It is the 24th of November. We're going to take a quick look at some of the international news and business for this morning. Authorities on Wednesday identified the people killed in a mass shooting at a Walmart store that's in Chesapeake in Virginia, ranging in age from 16-year-old boy to a 70-year-old man. A manager at the store opened fire on fellow employees in a break room, killing six people, before turning the gun on himself. China reported record high COVID-19 infections on Thursday, with cities nationwide imposing localized lockdowns, mass testing and other curbs that are fueling frustration and darkening the outlook for the world's second largest economy. The resurgence of infections nearly 3 years after the pandemic emerged in the central city of Wuhan casts doubt on investor hopes for China to ease its rigid zero-COVID policy soon, despite recent more targeted measures. Russia's parliament on Thursday passed the third and final reading of a law that expands the existing ban on promoting LGBT propaganda to children, by banning it among people of all ages. Under the new law, any event or act regarded as an attempt to promote homosexuality, including online, in film, books, advertising, or in public, could incur a heavy fine. The head of Brazil's electoral court, Alexandre de Moraes, on Wednesday rejected a complaint from President Jair Bolsonaro's allies to challenge the presidential election, which the incumbent host and the incumbent lost by a small margin, according to a court document. The United States is in talks with Mexico and other countries to facilitate the return of Venezuelan migrants to their homeland, a senior U.S. official said in a call with reporters on Tuesday. We're in a discussion with Mexico and other countries to see what can be done in that sense, said Blas Núñez Neto, the acting assistant secretary for U.S. border and immigration policy. A new group of Jamaican resorts is promoting tourism that offers mystical experiences and stress relief through magic mushrooms, as the Caribbean nation seeks to develop a niche industry in natural psychedelics. While mushrooms contain the psychoactive compound, psilocybin remain illegal in most parts of Europe and United States. Jamaica's government has never outlawed the hallucinogenic fungus, and is now cultivating investors in efforts to build up its psychedelics industry, which according to one estimate could be worth $8 billion globally by 2028. You know, everybody's going to go on holiday next year, don't we? World shares touched a two-month high and the dollar swooped towards a three-month low on Thursday after Federal Reserve meeting minutes pointed to a slower pace of U.S. interest rate rises from next month. With Wall Street shut for Thanksgiving, it was up to Europe to continue the rebound in market confidence that has been building for more than a month. It seemed a bit of a struggle early on as London's FTSE slipped 0.1%, but there were just enough gains in the rest of Europe and in Asia overnight to ensure that things kept shuffling forward. MSCI's 47-country index of world stocks touched its highest since mid-September, while German and British government bond yields, which drive Europe's borrowing costs, fell to their lowest since October and September, respectively. Oil declined on Thursday, hovering around two-month lows as the Group of Seven, the G7 nations, proposed range for a price cap on Russian oil was higher than current trading levels, alleviating concerns over tight supply. A greater-than-expected build in U.S. gasoline inventories and widening COVID-19 controls in China added to downward pressure. Brent crude futures dipped 50 cents, or 0.6%, to $84.91 a barrel. This was Bio 700 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures fell by 46 cents, or 0.6%, to $77.48 a barrel. And the crash of FTX exchange has injected greater urgency into regulating the crypto sector, and targeting such conglomerate platforms will be the focus for 2023, the new chair of global securities watchdog IOSCO said in an interview. Jean-Paul Servais said that regulating crypto platforms could draw on principles from other sectors which handle conflicts of interest, such as at credit rating agencies and compliance of market benchmarks, without having to start from scratch. And that's it. There's a look. Those are some of the things in the international news and international business as well. And that's brought us to 23 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. And there we go, a little bit of Earth, Wind and Fire, and that was Sing a Song. Oh, we should all be doing that, really. What one should we sing, though? How about this one? Starbuck, Moonlight Feels Right.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection. You winked and gave me your okay. Take you on a trip beside the ocean and drop the top of Chesapeake Bay. Ain't nothing like the sky that knows a potion. The moon will send you on your way. Moonlight feels right. Moonlight feels right. Lay back and observe the constellations and watch the moon smiling bright. I'll play the radio on southern stations, cause southern bells are hell at night. You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss, a class of 7-4 gold ring. The eastern moon looks ready for a wet kiss to make the tide rise again.
It's a good song, sing-along one, isn't it? Starbuck there, and Moonlight Feels Right. Let's say a few good mornings, shall we? Good morning to Mary Lou, with us bright and breezy this morning. Good morning to Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a great day and a happy Thanksgiving. And also to Valerie, she dropped me a voice message this morning, which I haven't had a chance to play just yet, because it's on the system, and I need to... to get at it. But anyway, thank you for that, Valerie. I'll get back to that a bit later on. And also, I've got a couple of messages here with some song requests. I've got this one from Christopher Boatman, and he says, good morning to Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. Could we please hear Don't Blame It on That Girl from Matt Bianco?
All the tricks that girl.
Dun, 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 dun,
and
Bianco, and that was Don't Blame It on That Girl. Right, a couple of more things to get through here. And let's see, we've got, let's go over to Athens, shall we, and see how they're celebrating their Thanksgiving over there. This is Renee and Rick over there in Athens. And she says, good morning, a very happy Thanksgiving to all who are celebrating today. I'm thankful our daughters are with their grandparents this Thanksgiving, and for my awesome hubby and all our family and friends so far away. And always thankful for TBS. Oh, that's nice. Thank you. You keep my afternoons here in Greece entertaining. Our first Thanksgiving in Greece as well. Still without our shipment, by the way. I ordered a nice Thanksgiving meal from a catered Gobble Gobble. There we go. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you, which I'm going to get back to in just a second. Oh, by the way, she says, I did buy some sweet potato too. Can't have Thanksgiving without sweet potato. And also, thank you very much to Valerie for your message this morning. Always lovely to hear from you. I've had a shuffle around, Valerie. I can't find that piece of music for you with the artist. If you want to type it in for me, I'll have another look. But I thought, well, in the meantime, I'm going to include you in this song because it's very specific to today. This song, which was requested by Renee over there in Greece, is by Mary Chapin Carpenter. It's the Thanksgiving song.
Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table. From far and near we travel home, blessed that we are able. Grateful for this sheltered place, with light in every window. Saying, welcome, welcome, share this feast. Come in away from sorrow. Father, mother, daughter,
through everyone in the gift of loving kindness. Grateful for what's understood and all that is forgiven. We try so hard to be good, to lead a life worth living. Father, mother, daughter, son, neighbor, friend, and friends, all together, everyone, let grateful days be endless. Grateful for each hand we hold, gathered round this table.
What a lovely song. The Thanksgiving song. Mary Chapin Carpenter, going out to everybody this morning, and hope you're going to have a great day, wherever it is that you're celebrating. 7 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm going to take a quick look at the weather for this morning. Looking at the map, it looks rather nice. We've got lots of little clouds, but with the sun peeping out, which is exactly what is happening outside the studio window this morning. Starting off in Costa Rica in the province of Colón, we're looking at 31 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, and 24 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, and 83% is the relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Chance for a few showers in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. And moving over to West Panama, 31 degrees Celsius, that is the maximum temperature, with 25 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and 80% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning. Isolated showers during the course of the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. How are we going to be faring here in the metropolitan area? Well, we've got 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25, the minimum, 37, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity at 82%. Partially cloudy for this morning. I'll go along with that for right now. Isolated showers in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Moving out into the Gulf of Panama, and we've got 30 degrees Celsius. This is around the Perlis Islands, of course. 30 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, with 26, the minimum. 37 is the thermal sensation, and the relative humidity is right up there at 90%. Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. I think we should all get out there, don't you? They got the best of it for today. Right, there's our forecast. Let's take a look at maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with the tides on the Pacific. High tide was at 3:25 this morning, and that was 5.18 metre high tide. The moon is coming. Low tide, that will be just before we wrap up, or as we wrap up at 9:57 this morning, minus 0.12 of a metre. High tide, that's going to be at 3:58 this afternoon, and that's just over the 5 metre mark at 5.03 metres, and the last low tide, 10:12 tonight, and that'll be 0.18 of a metre. Let's take a look at the Caribbean. Oh, we've got an easy one today, just one high tide and one low tide. High tide, that's going to be at 12:25 p.m. Yes, nothing happening until then. Low tide, that'll be at 9:10 tonight. And that'll be, well, we're looking at 0.46 being the high tide, and the low tide at 9:10 tonight, we're looking at it being minus 0.09 of a metre. Right, let's look at sea conditions. We're going to start by looking on the Caribbean side. And we're looking at very light winds, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southwest. Waves are at 2 feet, not too bad. In the afternoon, the good conditions prevail. No change in the wind speed, 5 to 15 kilometres an hour in the afternoon, but it will be coming from a westerly direction. And waves, they are going to increase by 1 foot to 3 feet. Now, this morning on the Pacific, there is, I'm not quite sure why, but there is a small craft advisory, but we only have winds of 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the south-southwest, and waves are just at 2 feet. So I don't really know why there is a small craft advisory. There is one in the afternoon. Again, no change, 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds from the southwest with 2-foot waves. But they do say, I'm just telling you what they say, small craft advisory. All right? Take notice. Right, let's see. Time to squeeze one in as we make our way to the top of the hour. And it's this one from Soul Asylum.
When I went to the doctor, I was feeling bad.
Got it pretty good.
I went to the church trying to see what they had.
There you go, that's it. Soul Asylum, and got it pretty good. Time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas, miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP, todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortes Hotel, with games, contests and music by Grada Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grada Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobil, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortes Score Bar or at this station.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Society, I am only solitary.
do love them. D-Phase there, and that was called My Society. We are 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and I had a little message in just before we got up to the news this morning from Jessica. Good morning, she says. My 17-year-old drove himself to school today with me by his side. I think I had 4 heart attacks at least. But we made it. I love that story. That's a great one. 17 years back. I don't remember what year I was allowed to drive, but it was 17 or 18. And by the way, I did see something. I actually saw something yesterday. It was a car driving around the streets. And in the back window, they had the word apprentice. Yes, they actually. That's the first one I think I've ever seen. I've been here 30-odd years. Anyway, I thought this one was rather appropriate for you this morning, Jessica. So I hope you enjoy this. It's not that one. Let me just move it. I put it into the wrong deck. It's this one for you, Jessica. Let me stop that one. The Beatles, of course, and Drive My Car. And Jessica said he got his permit yesterday. Oh, well, that's good news. Congratulations on that. I know what that feels like. It's like being given freedom, isn't it? Especially when you're that age. But I remember the first time my father bought me a little split-screen Morris Minor, which had a little side valve engine in it. You couldn't really go very fast, but that wasn't the point. I think about the first time I went out with my father in it, I got too close to a parked car. And caught the front wing of my little Morris Minor, and I think it was on the front of the bumper of his car. Daddy was not impressed, needless to say.
Jerry D.
I love you even if you think that I don't.
Robert Jones and What Is Love That, as you probably realise, the symphonic version, which is really quite good. I do like these symphonic versions of songs. Right, and before that, we had Michael Jackson and Remember the Time, which just happens to be 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Now, I tell you what, we've got another two in a row. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou again. She says, good day, everybody. Can you please play Thank You from Led Zeppelin, and also thank you for the music from ABBA. And always, thanks for always putting a smile on my face. That's really nice. Nice to know you're smiling. Okay, let's start with your first, then we'll go into your second one for this morning. Starting off with Led Zeppelin. And Thank You.
Mountains crumble to the sea, still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman, nothing more.
Little drops of rain whisper of the pain. Lost in the days gone by. My love is strong. Here there is no wrong. Together we shall go until we die.
Oh, my mind. Inspiration's what you are to me. Inspiration.
Today my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me, are the only one. I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble too. There will still be you and me.
Thank you.
That's it, finishing off those two in a row, ABBA there, and thank you for the music. Two in a row from Mary Lou. And by the way, don't forget, if you've got a couple of songs, two or three songs, that you would like to put together, just let us know. You can WhatsApp me on 677-188-22, 677-188-22. All right, you can WhatsApp us on that number. Now, when we started off this morning's program, we mentioned that today there's a celebration of Evolution Day today. It was Evolution Day today. This is the anniversary of the publication of Darwin's On the Origin of Species being recognised internationally, and that was back in 1859 was when Charles Wynne, a British naturalist, published On the Origin of Species. It was the paper in which he explained his theory of evolution through the process of natural selection. Also, by the way, looking at things happening on this date, and that's the 24th of November, back in 1903, Clyde J. Coleman received the patent for an electric self-starter for an automobile. That was quite suddenly, because before that, you used to have to crank them up, you know. Yes, you used to have to start them up with a handle. Remember it? That little split-screen Morris Minor of mine had one of those. It also had an electric start, but it had that as a backup, which is all rather good, you know, especially when you've got a flat battery. 1932 in Washington, D.C., on this day, the FBI Scientific Crime Detection Laboratory, better known as the FBI Crime Lab, officially opens on this day. Now, yesterday, when I was taking a rummage around for stories for the news this morning, I came across an article, and I got a few paragraphs into it, and I said to myself, I know who wrote this. It is a columnist for the La Prensa newspaper, a reporter. His name is Rodrigo Noriega, and I like his stuff a lot. It's straight to the point, it's gritty, and yesterday's especially rang a chord with me. In English, it's A City That Is Falling Apart, is what it's called. It's under blogotherapy. A City That Is Falling Apart. In Spanish, that is Una Ciudad Que Se Viene A Menos. Okay? Una Ciudad Que Se Viene A Menos. It's a good article. Go to La Prensa and have a read. It's about the city. It's about, basically, not just the city, really, but yes, it is the city, but it's about our decline. And, in fact, I think it was Yasmin just, I'll tell you what, let's go. Yasmin, is the office open?
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Hey, I was just talking about that article by, Rodrigo Noriega,
mm-hmm.
About the state of the city, which is basically reflecting also the state of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned to me, I haven't seen it, that apparently they wouldn't give the AAUD their budget.
Mm-hmm, exactly. I just saw a video at the Instagram account of the Assemblea.
What the hell are they doing? They give themselves more money,
mm-hmm.
yet essential things, and I mean this is essential because mm-hmm. the rubbish collection is to do with health, it's to do with everything, and they cut the budget. They don't have enough money already.
Mm-hmm. They have no shame, really.
It's absolutely, it's mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm all right, Jack. Bugger the rest of you, to put it in plain English. Mm-hmm. You know, no, it's not on. The AUD is a serious issue. It's a serious problem. Look around the streets. There is crap everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating, isn't it?
Exactly.
It really is frustrating.
Yes.
Anyway, was your day good yesterday?
Oh, yes, yesterday, yes. Mm-hmm. It was nice at Hotel El Panama.
Okay.
Yes, it was a tourism event about the Panama brands. And, yeah, I can tell you more later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you remember.
Yes, when I have the text.
Yeah. Welcome to my world. All right, we'll be chatting with you a little bit, because we've got a guest in the last hour of this morning's program.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have it here. Oh. It was the identity manual of the tourist brand, Panama Live for More. So there were representatives of Promtour and tourism here mm-hmm. in Panama, like mm-hmm. Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see, all the associations of the country. And yes, we were talking about the brand. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I suggest they read Una Ciudad que se viene a menos.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Okay, you know, mm-hmm. if you want tourism.
And what about the holes everywhere on the streets?
Well, apparently it
also affects.
Yeah, no, of course it does. Mm-hmm. I mean, the story is, I mean, because of the hits that my car's taken, I took it to Valley Motors last week, mm-hmm. and I have got to replace one of the control arms on the front suspension
mm-hmm.
because the ball joint is buggered because I think it gets hit too many times.
Mm-hmm.
So when you change one, you change them both. There's no point in just doing one. So they arrived yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They weigh a ton. Absolutely, you know, mailbox, etc. You're going to do well out of that one, I tell you. They were really, really heavy, so I'm going to put it in next week and have all that done. But, you know, and also that one of the other arms, the bushings, have gone, all because of the bad conditions of the road.
Mm-hmm.
They are not fit for purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
yeah.
I mean, and I've got a 4x4. I've got a Land Rover Freelander.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a car that can take the hits.
Exactly.
What about these little sedans?
Yeah.
You know?
Like mine.
Well, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Have you changed your suspension yet?
Not yet.
No, you better do it next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see that apparently they've now allocated some money to getting the streets in the city repaired.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope they do a better job. On Via Israel, in front of that little strip mall,
mm-hmm.
where Luneta is.
Uh-huh, yes.
There, they had this big thing. They did the road. At night, they put it all up. They had the trucks. They had everything.
Mm-hmm.
It is so uneven. You still need a 4x4.
Mm-hmm.
No holes, but it's up and down, up and down, up
yes,
and down.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So please, when you do them flat. And also, at the same time, will you please put the... what do you call them in Panama? We call them manholes in
mm-hmm.
England. That's mm-hmm. the round metal plates in the road, you know? Where they open them up to go into the drains and things.
Alcantarilla.
I think that's it. Yeah,
uh-huh.
the metal thing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people take the top off because they can sell them.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm, those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would they please, when you're redoing the road, would you please put them at the same level as the road? you know, this is reasonably quite important because that is like a hole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever noticed this, the Ministry of Public Works, that is a hole. When you have a 3-inch drop,
mm-hmm.
When you get to one of these covers,
mm-hmm.
that is just the same as a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do the road, because otherwise, you know, you're going to lose children down there if you keep doing it. You know, you're going to lose children down these little holes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the sidewalks. Well, that's another story.
Yeah.
But anyway, read that article, Una Ciudad que se viene a menos, by Rodrigo Noriega. It's basically a city that's falling apart. Read it. It makes sense. And anyway, I'm glad you remembered where you were yesterday. Where are you going today?
Today, no. I just have to work.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be a nice change mm-hmm. working, won't it?
Yes.
All right, yes, you have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, and take care.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way.
Oh, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
We are 14 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go, that's the Daz Band, and Let It Rip. I've got a couple of messages in, and we've got one here from Renee. She's in a good mood now. Says, hallelujah, I just got a message from Rick, that's her hubby, saying that our shipment is confirmed to arrive tomorrow. Yay! Well, at least our air shipment, that is, and our sea shipment is scheduled to arrive around December the 9th. That's probably because it'll go on a diversion to Ukraine, pick up some grain, some wheat and things like that, and then come on down to see you. Wouldn't surprise me. Anyway, it's all starting to work out for you. It's all settling in. It's all the same for people when they come to Panama as well. You have to go through all this process. Mary Lou commenting on the holes in the road. She says, just on top of all the holes in the streets, imagine all the holes that Edan makes to fix water problems. And then they leave it up to the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, to repair it. That happened right in front of my house. It's a mess when it rains hard. Well, I tell you what, how about this? You're not the only one fixing a hole.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. And it really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
So the Beatles are fixing a hole. It's a continuous job here, isn't it? I tell you what, we're coming to that time of the year. If it hasn't already started, it will be soon. If you're not sure what it is, it's a snowbird song from Anne Murray. They'll all be flocking in. You see all the lights going on in Paitea.
Beneath this snowy metal folding tree, the unborn grass lies waiting for its gold to turn to green. Snowbird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too, and anything that it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within, for the thing that I want most in life, the thing that I can. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that he'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. Take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away, and take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. What I love forever is untrue, and if I could, you know that I would fly away.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cuidemos juntos el Metro de Panamá manteniendo sus instalaciones limpias. Evitemos comer en ellas y botemos la basura en los recipientes marcados. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
If you couldn't go to the Middle East to yell, goal, well, just join us this Saturday, November the 26th, and Sunday, November the 27th, from 1 in the afternoon, to live the Argentina-Mexico and Spain-Germany matches at the Score Sports Bar of the Sortis Hotel, with games, contests, and music by Grado Radio. The funniest soccer party is experienced and celebrated at Grado Radio, Mass TV, Total from Mass Mobile, and the winning spirits team. Yes, black and white whiskey, Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Reserve your table now at the Instagram Sortis Score Bar or at this station.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Girl, they all like that fancy. fancy world, champagne, a gentle song, and a slow dance.
Who makes it fun to spend your money? Who calls you honey most every day?
Girls, 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 girls.
Well, they made them up in Hollywood for the making of movies.
Those lovely photographic splendors
in and out of magazines. It's world of beauty queens
falling in love with the real big
spenders.
But although their world may be frantic, they're still romantic in their own way.
Up on the world is swinging, don't sit twiddling your thumbs. Get up and eat those pretty girls, girls, girls. Step on the world, keep swinging, put on the dancing charm. Get up.
Girls full of emotion, stepping on that snowboat to China. And next door in Japan, they know how to flee the man, dropping in for tea for my geisha.
They've got that old-fashioned feeling when it comes to pleasing. They know their way. Up on the world is swinging, don't sit twiddling your thumbs. Get up. Those pretty girls, girls, girls. Step on the world, keep singing. Put on the dazzling charm. Get up, find those pretty girls.
But don't rush, keep it nice and gentle and sentimental. Well, that's certain. Moment when you draw back the curtain.
Up on the world is singing. Don't sit through your thumbs. Get up and eat those pretty girls.
Two in a row, Simon, Paul Simon and Mother and Child Reunion followed on there. That's Sailor and Girls. Girls, girls, girls. Don't forget, coming in to join us in around about 7 or 8 minutes' time, we're going to have Andrea Flores, Generente de Desarrollo y Mercadeo, to talk about what's happening at the Mac Museum. So that's all to come here on this morning's breakfast show. They'll be filling us in on what's going on. They're always up to something. They're always working full time there over at the Mac Museum.
You
go. That's the Northern West remix. Shirley Bassey there, and Big Spender. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 21 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock.
Baby, take my hand. Let's get on the dance floor. We've got so much to be thankful for. A new day is upon us, and it feels so right.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no and where beside you all the way. If the world should stop with all things spinning slowly down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then what?
Tell you what, I told you, I've told you many times, they don't make ballads like that anymore. That's going back to the 1970s. I always say great ballads, 1970-71. And that one, one of the best, if it was written by American singer-songwriter David Gates in 71. And that was popularized by his group Bread. Charted number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100 as well when released in 71. 6 in Canada. Also spent 3 weeks at number 1 on the US Easy Listing Chart as well. And that's quite apt, really, if a picture paints a thousand words, because we've got my guest with me in the studio for this morning. A very good morning to Andrea Flores. And Andrea is the manager of projects and marketing. So good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to everyone listening to us. I have to thank Jerry for the opportunities, because you're always so generous with your space and your program to let us tell everyone about what is going on at the Museum of Contemporary Art of Panama.
Absolutely. You do some great work as well.
Thank you.
So tell us what you've been up to, because you've got exhibitions on at the moment. They're going to be going through to the end of the year?
Yes. To the end of the year, we have 3 exhibitions right now. Julio Sacrison, who is a great Panamanian artist. We have Tropico Grafico Magico with pieces of the museum collection. And actually, today, we are opening Nesim Bassam Retrospective, another Panamanian artist, very different from Julio Sacrison. And our alternative space, La Bóveda, which holds all the collection of the museum for 40 years. And right now, we are having it like an alternative space for other artists, other projects, and very activities we have today.
Okay, I mean, that's an interesting fact, because you have a lot of art that you've accumulated.
Yes.
Over here. Where do you keep it all?
We have a special space outside the museum.
It's like all has to be kept at certain temperatures.
Yes, temperature, humidity. So we have a lot of conditions that we have to keep in order to maintain all those artworks that have like hundreds of years.
Really? I mean,
yes. We have this year, we buy new pieces of contemporary artists and local artists. But that collection has artists from all over the world, very, like, contemporary. We have paintings, we have sculptures, we have drawings. It's a very integral collection.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Yes. So what is it, what's your sort of main exhibition at the moment? What's that?
At the moment, Julio Sackerson is the main exhibition.
The main one. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's a great artist with a lot of history. This is the most important exhibition because he passed away last year.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, on December 18th. And he wishes that all his pieces came to Panama. Mm-hmm. He was living in Spain.
Oh, okay.
For a lot of years, and almost 500 pieces came to the museum.
500.
Yes.
So you've
and
had to increase.
We are not exhibiting everything.
You're looking for more storage space.
Yes. But it's a great exhibition because you have the opportunity to see some paintings, drawings, sculptures, historical files that he was keeping for his country.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. All came home.
Yes, all came home.
And when you have an exhibition like that where you've got so much potential content, how do you decide what pieces you're going to show?
It's very difficult. It's very difficult, but our curator, Juan Canela, worked with some other curators from Panama, Monica Kufer, Adrian Samos, his former galleries that was Miri de la Guardia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in the group, they decide which pieces was going to be in the museum.
And while the exhibition is on, how long is it on for?
This exhibition was from September.
Right.
September to January.
So it's going right through. So during that period of time, are you going to change any of the pieces?
No, the pieces don't change. What we can change is the public program, the activities we do to talk about that piece.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we are having talks with other curators and other artists. We are having workshops for kids. We're having a documentary show also. With this exhibition, we open a little movie theater.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And we are showing a Sackerson documentary
mm-hmm.
that was produced by Sin Animal and directed by Abner Benaim. So that's another opportunity to get to know the artist and his wife and all his life in Spain.
Yeah, so it's good. So it's complementing.
Yes, it's very complementing.
When you say micro cine, how big is it?
We have maybe 30...
Is it sort of like one part of the exhibition? You just sort of sit down inside and then the program
rolls? Yes, it's a little room
that's
inside
right.
the
uh-huh.
exhibition.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that gives a great sort of idea of what the artist is, his background.
Yes.
It's
very special. And also in the exhibition, you can hear words from him that we have in headphones
mm-hmm.
and in the same room. You can listen to him talking, and you can hear the music he likes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we have put that in the experience, so you can have an immersive experience and mm-hmm. think that you are touring the exhibition with the artist.
I mean, I think that's pretty good, because recently I went, because, obviously the Van Gogh experience that they had here. And that was really quite something, because what I liked was that before you got to, you went through all this sort of, telling you all about his history, and a lot of things I didn't know about Van Gogh sort of came out, and it's so essential to have a background.
It's essential. Mm-hmm. It's important because it makes you know more about him, more about his work, which were
mm-hmm.
preoccupations, and what was he thinking. And with Sackerson, it's very much when you go to a museum, you receive a paper where you can
mm-hmm,
have
mm-hmm.
a guide to
right exactly
yes and you get to know his his personality and
mm-hmm.
how that reflects in the painting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't remember them, but do you when the Met Museum, do you have sort of audio guides?
We have audio guides.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can scan it with your cell phone, QR,
mm-hmm.
and you will have another part of the exhibitions and the stories behind it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Well, I must go along then.
Yeah.
And who makes all this up? I mean, for instance, the movie, Who made the movie?
The movie was made by Cine Animal,
uh-huh.
who is a group of young artists that gets to know Abner Benaim, who is mm-hmm. a famous director.
Mm-hmm.
And he and they went to Spain. They worked with Sacrison for a lot of time.
They produced the documentary. So they actually worked with him while he was...
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very nice because you get to see Sacrison and his wife mm-hmm. in their home
mm-hmm.
and the dynamics they have and the conversations they have, and you understand more about the relationships that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the museum and see the paintings, you are going to understand that relationship too.
Okay, I mean, I don't know his work. Is it abstract or...?
No, it's not abstract. It has a lot of characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about him is that he combines a lot of techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, but same, like, same figures.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a sculpture, and then you see the same figure of the sculpture in the painting.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
you have a lot of colors, a lot of characters. He explores the myth of Panama, elements that of Panamanian culture that
mm-hmm.
were very important for him. Besides, he was living in Spain, and that was like a form to keep it close to Panama.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
That must go. Is. That's interesting. So, you know, he's new to me, completely new to me. So that'd be a good idea. And tell me, because next Monday is a holiday, but is the museum open on Monday?
No, the museum is not open on Mondays. So we have it's only open to like office work, but we are opening every other day.
So
Thursday, Tuesday to uh-huh. Sunday.
So the holiday is on Monday. Does that mean you're opening on Tuesday or not?
Yes, we're opening
on
Tuesday.
Oh, you're not getting an extra day?
No.
Why not? All right, so we're going to take another piece of music. And then we'll be back with our guest. That's Andrea Flores from the Mac Museum. And this one, well, it's not about art, but it's behind a painted smile. So it could apply to the Mona Lisa. And there we are, behind a painted smile, just as my mind is going blank. Eduardo Navarro.
He
came in a few weeks ago. He really is a character. He's so nice and so humble, considering, you know, his sort of stature in art in general, not just in Panamanian art.
Yes.
What a guy. And of course, you've done his, you've exhibited his work before. I know that. So.
Yes.
So what I'm just looking here. We've got the documentary by Isabel de Obaldía. Tell us about that.
Yes, on December, commemoration of the U.S. invasion to Panama that happens like years ago with the Operation Just Cause.
Mm-hmm.
Isabel was working on a piece. Like, she went to the streets and take pictures and take videos of what was happening. And she produced this piece that's called Por Panamá la Vida. And we are going to be showing it on December in this little theater that we was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And what else have you got, what else have you got planned? Because this goes up to December.
Yes.
And have you got anything ready for January?
We're working on January, yes. Today, like, we're opening the Simba Sam's exhibition today at 7 p.m., so if anyone can go there, it's welcome. On Sunday, we're going to have some art shops, workshops with the same techniques that you see in the exhibition.
Okay.
So it's a great way to explore by yourself the techniques and to see what you are looking at in the pictures and then just go to the workshop and do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
On December, we have on Saturdays at 2 p.m. workshop for kids.
Okay.
Yes, and we have water painting, we have textile painting, and we will have drawing.
Uh-huh.
So
okay.
We are working with kids like in 6 years old to 12 years old, and it's a very nice experience for them because they get to know the museum, they get to know the behind the scenes of the museum.
Sure,
too.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me, I mean, here's the sort of, because kids, I mean, some kids can be incredibly inspirational when they draw, but, you know, doing an exhibition, but just for the kids' work.
Yes, we have done it. We have the contenedor. That are in the museums outside, and we have used like room for them to exhibit their pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have in the workshop, we have all the paintings in the walls, so they can see.
Yeah, I think I saw, because when I went last time, it was quite active in there, and I could see all the pictures up.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I tell you what, you know, talk about when went on vacation this year. And my wife and I, we went to Vienna.
Okay.
And we had the opportunity of going around the art museum in Vienna. Absolutely incredible. Because you see paintings that you've only ever seen in books before and things like that. You know. And they have also, which we're thinking of going back next year, because there's just so much to see. You can't, and it's incredible, you know. And also, you've got the opera and all the other things. But they have I can't remember the name of it. It's got a very peculiar name. But they actually have a really nice modern contemporary art museum as well.
That's
where I think
great.
They've got things by Monet and so I want to go back and I want to see that. So.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
I think that when we travel, we are like more open to go to the museum.
Than we are when
we're
at home.
And when we are at home, we don't like imagine we can do those things. And in Panama, there are a lot of museums. We have the Bio Museum, we have the Panama Canal Museum, the Mola Museum. So there's a lot of things to do here. So also, like, if you went to the Van Gogh experience, this is like an opportunity to continue exploring this art scene that we have. And it's very rich, very interesting, and it's another way to get to know what is happening in Panama.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I mean, I worked, I lived in London, so most of my time, and until I came here. I worked in the city.
Okay.
But I never went anywhere.
Yeah.
And it was only after I came to Panama, and I went back, with Christina. I went actually went sightseeing. I thought, oh, you know, this is great. I'd lived there for years. And you just get, I don't think it's complacency. I just think you get into a routine.
In
you get into
routine,
a rut. And,
yes,
yeah.
Of course.
So there we are. I mean, people should go out and have a look around and see. You say we do have plenty of museums here. And I think, what's the big museum around about Cinco de Mayo? That area is the big museum, I think.
I think that would be the Canal Museum.
No, it's another one I'm thinking of. It's if you go down Just have a look. Hey, Eliska, do you know what I'm talking about? Yes, probably not. You don't know what I'm talking about.
No. Sorry.
I mean, if you go sort of down to the end of Avenida Balboa, and then if you go sort of to the right, and you go in there, there's a big old building museum.
I know.
I think it's being revamped.
It's been working on that for years.
Exactly.
I think that's the Teresa Daus.
I think you might be right.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're working on it, I think.
They've been working on it longer than the canal, I think. You know. we're going to take another piece of music, and we'll be back. And I was talking about Mona Lisa, wasn't I, when we were behind a painted smile. Well, Nat King Cole and Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there. And they die there. Are you warm? Are you real? Mona Lisa. Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. To tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real? Mona Lisa. Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Go, yes, Nat King Cole, beautiful, and Mona Lisa. I don't have Mona Lisa with me, but I do have Andrea Flores, manager of projects and marketing for the Mac Museum. And I just, a bit of a quip, we were just talking while Nat King Cole was singing, which of course is really rude, but we could do something. And I mentioned, because we're talking about artists here in Panama, and we were just mentioning that, you know, there's a little gallery now open here in Platea. Which one is it? What do they call it? Paitia?
The Liquid Gallery.
No, the name of the mall.
I guess it's Plaza Paitia.
It's Plaza Paitia, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they've done, and it's what, Insano, isn't it?
Yes, Insano.
And, I mean, this is an example as well. There's, you know, art is like wine, or it's like music. You either like it or you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You know, I mean, you do. I mean, it's, you know, I see work now. For instance, this guy's work. I went over nice. I just love it. I mean, it's the way he is, and in fact, the colours are very flat the way he does it. But the way that they're vibrant, they're great, and I like that. But when I was in Florence a few years ago, well, about 10 years ago now, I went to, I think it's the Guggenheim. They've got a museum there, and they have this huge picture of a Jackson Pollock.
Okay.
Which I think is a load of bollock. Never mind. Because it doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, it really looks as if the guy just threw painting at the canvas. And I would say, well, how does he interpret that? I mean, and now you're going to love this. It was called Circumcision.
Oh, my God.
Right. And I couldn't find one willy in the picture anywhere. but, you know, I can't understand it. I mean, when I see modern art, I like at least to be able to comprehend or give some interpretation of what the artist is trying to show. And with this particular picture, I couldn't. I couldn't see where the reference was, what his thought, his train of thought was when he did it. And so it is very, very, as I say, personal.
Yes, it is.
And what I'm sort of getting at here is, you know, we have great artists here in Panama. I mean, I mentioned we had Eduardo in here the other week, Eduardo Navarro. And we've had Insano in here chatting with this great artist. Now, we've also had some great musicians in here. It's difficult for musicians to really get known and get outside of Panama. Is it the same for artists?
I think it is, because artists as well need networking, need budget to mm-hmm. travel and to get to know their art in other museums, other curators. But I think the important thing is to be conscious about it and help them get to know. In the museum right now, we have Juan Canela, who is a curator from Spain, and he has been working a lot in the last years to get to know the local art
mm-hmm.
scene
mm-hmm.
and talk about it with other curators in the region. So he is opening opportunities for them
mm-hmm.
to be shown in Miami, in Chicago, in London.
It's funny because I met, and I apologize because I can't remember his name, but I was in a meeting the other week and this guy was chatting, and he is an artist. And he has an exhibition in New York.
Yes.
And he's a Panamanian. He's here. And I said, wow, you know, you're going to show it. And in actual fact, I think he sent me some pictures of his work. I must find out. So I honestly can't remember his name off the top of my head, which is not unusual. Can't even remember what's the name of the lady in the corner. So who are you? Who let you in? Oh, it's Yasmin. Anyway, look, we're just about out of time. Anything you want to quickly remind everybody before we go?
Yes, but they are all invited to the Museum of Contemporary Art of Panama. We have 3 exhibitions that are a great opportunity to get to know the local scenes, to get to know contemporary art,
mm-hmm.
and to get to know more about our culture and the elements that are important for us as a society.
All right.
So we're having 2 art workshops for any age. So you can visit us. You can go to our Instagram and see all the information right now.
All right. Excellent. Well, look, Andrea, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for all the great and hard work that the Mac Museum does. And I want to pop along. I've got till December. I'm going along and see this exhibit you got on, because it sounds really interesting.
Perfect.
All right, well, thank you so very much. That's Andrea Flores with us from the Mac Museum. Also, Yasmin, thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome.
See, I remembered your name. I'm showing off now. And that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thanks to Andrea for being with us this morning, talking to us about what's happening at the Mac Museum. Do pop along Certainly worth a visit. Say thanks to Yasmin this morning, because she is our producer. She also does a lot of our background work on social media and everything else like that. So big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom, the boys and girls at Group Regarda, who keep us up and running. Of course, Ingrid didn't drop us in this morning because she's up there celebrating Thanksgiving with friends and family, which is always really nice. And, well, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to join us as an advertiser or sponsor, it's easy. Just WhatsApp us on 677-18822, 677-18822, or you can give Yasmin a call on 223-5162, 223-5162. I will be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning, for TGIF. Yes, tomorrow is Friday. And please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow, please do it carefully, especially if you're in a car and you find yourself moving. This is very important, because what I want to be doing tomorrow at 7 o'clock, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.